heading to Rarotonga, then you need to get the unofficial official guide to Raro, and it's completely free. The helpful 8-page PDF gets you completely ready for your holiday to Rarotonga. Inside the guide, you'll find information on transportation, Wi-Fi, customs, SIM, eSIM information on the cards, scooter rentals, and so much more. To get your free guide to Rarotonga, head to raropass.com/guide. That's raropass, raropass.com/guide. Welcome to the Key Runner Podcast, a show about what you will find, what you will not find in the Cook Islands. And now here's your host, Chantal Napa.
Waro Rarotonga Cook Islands. I'm your host, Chantal Napa. Welcome back to Kia Orana Podcast. So, we have a guest who has just turned up, literally, off the plane, and he's from China.
Hello, everyone. My name is Yahui from China, Anhui Province, eastern part of China. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you. Welcome to our little island. You've just arrived, but you were saying to me that you've been here before.
Yeah, 2019, it was my first time to come to Cook Island. Now it's my second time.
Wow. And so in 2019, how did you know about the Cook Islands?
I checked some information on Google. I went to Samoa, Tonga, Vanuatu, and here.
Goodness me.
Travel around Pacific Island.
In 2019?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
You know, I have been traveling for 11 years, 60 countries. And I want to visit the country, the new countries.
Wow.
Before I was a policeman, I quit my job and started to travel. Now 11 years, nonstop too.
Goodness me. How amazing.
Every year, I only go back home for 1 month to celebrate the Chinese New Year.
And what does Chinese New Year look like in China, just for our listeners?
We eat dumplings, family members gather together.
Fireworks?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, fireworks?
Yes, at night.
Yeah. So, I'm just hearing you've been traveling for 11 years.
Yes.
You've just 60 plus countries.
Yes,
you used to be a policeman.
Yes.
You resigned from your job. Were you a policeman in China?
In Anhui province. I studied at a police university. After that, I worked in the jail when I quit my job.
I'm just like, wow. So you quit your job, was that from stress?
Yes. I got depression disease. Then I decided to quit my job and to do some business online to make money to support my trip. And before I didn't thought I can do 60 countries. It's very difficult. But little by little, yeah, it's possible. I did it.
You did it. So welcome back to Rarotonga.
Thank you very much.
And we must tell everyone that you're actually coming, passing through, because you arrived yesterday and then you're leaving tomorrow.
Night. Yeah. Yes, last night I slept in the tent in the town. under a boat, and the security guide with a motorbike came to me. Oh, you cannot sleep here. Then he went back, asked the boss. The boss said, okay, no problem. Then too late, no bus. You can sleep here.
That was because you were trying to find accommodation.
I wanted to book here, but when I arrived, no internet, no Wi-Fi.
Mm.
Yeah, the internet is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Even Wi-Fi is not free in Cook Island. Today, I went to Vodafone. I bought a SIM card. Yeah, I get the internet, so I booked for today.
Done.
Last night, no internet. I cannot.
Yes.
I forgot. Last time I was here, I knew it, no free Wi-Fi, no SIM card. But I forgot.
Yeah.
When I arrived at the airport, oh my God, no internet. I slept in a tent.
I can see you've got a little tent with you.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose I would too if I was traveling for 11 years.
I was lazy to set up the tent. I just tried to use a sleeping bag because it was not raining, but too many mosquitoes. I have to use it. And at 5 a.m., the security came to me again. Oh, sorry, the boss will check here today. You have to leave before 6 o'clock. I just slept a few hours.
Yeah.
So sleepy.
And the reason why I've met this man, everyone, is because he's turned up to my cousin's Airbnb and Sam Napa Jr., and he's going to stay here at Sam's Airbnb, which is how I met you, right? Because I just happened to be here having a coffee with my cousin. And he goes, I think this is the guy who's been trying to, like, message me and do a last-minute booking.
I think people here are very friendly. I searched here by Google Map. It's the wrong place, another hotel. They send me here free. People here are very friendly.
Yeah, that's nice. And that's because you went to the wrong place, right? And then they dropped you off here. Yeah, how nice is that?
It's quite safe in this island. You know, when I traveled before into Philippines, in Cambodia, in Africa, I was robbed by people with gun many times. I just give them my money, my phone. Yeah, if you don't give, sometimes they shoot. One of my friend died because of he didn't want to give money in the shoot.
My eyebrows just went up, everybody. Like, he's saying that we're a safe country. I mean, yes, we are. Wow, yes. And you were just giving us an example of another country.
Yes. When I was in Kenya, 2017, 10 people with AK-47 around our car. Money. But
that's so.
Yes, the guy using the gun. How to say?
To your head.
But the glass was, but the window was closed. He stand outside, used the gun to my head. And there was another Chinese girl sit behind me. She was so smart. The robber near her was a teenager. Very young, maybe 16, 17 years old. She keep smiling with him and give him a big water and around $3. And that teenager talk something good for us to the boss. And okay, go. Other car, all robbed, everything robbed. We were lucky at that time.
That's in Kenya in 2017.
Yeah, and 2014 when I was in Cambodia, it was their New Year in Phnom Penh, the capital of Cambodia. I was walking along on the street, and two guys with motorbike snatched my phone. It's very some country very dangerous. And in Philippines, you know, the Google Maps sometimes not very correct. They guided me to a very dark street. A young boy with Muslim dress pretend, oh, give me money. Another hand took my phone from this bag. After a few steps, I found my phone lost. I tried to catch him. He gave my phone to another boy, maybe 16 years old. He ran so fast. I catch the little boy, but another man come with a pistol. You want life or your phone? Okay, you take it. Gave my phone to him. And second day, I don't know how the policeman catch the two boys. And they sold my new iPhone with $20 to buy drugs. The policeman called their parents. They said, okay, no problem, kill them. Kill my son, no problem. I don't need son, I can have new son.
And you're smiling. You know what I mean? And you're smiling. Like, through all of this, I'm just unfathomed, and you're smiling and you're still traveling and
yes,
right?
Then you know what happened? The policeman gave me the pistol and tell me you killed the two children. We pretend we don't know. No problem. I say no. You can beat them. No problem. I say no. Your phone lost. We cannot help. These guys always steal money, take drugs. You can kill them. No problem. We will not say anything. You can take to the mountain. No problem. They give me the gun. I say no. Then they send them to the jail. It's a basketball field. Many, more than 100 children inside. They're all thieves, drug users. in the basketball.
Wow. Well, what we've just learned is come to Rarotonga for safety. Come to Rarotonga. Everyone's happy and everyone helps you and nobody robs you and people drop you off. And
you see that door? You see the door just there? That's your room. You can put your bag. Come back.
Well, there you go, everyone. That's a visitor just off the plane from China. That's Kia Ora Podcast. He's going off to his safety of his room. What a show. Oh, my goodness. Kia ora, may you live long. Airera, farewell. Kia manuia means good luck. This is Chantel Napa. Thank you. Bye for now.